Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Here's your closing bell brief for Wednesday, August 31st. I'm J.R. Whalen for The Wall Street Journal. Wall Street's losing streak extends to a fourth day. The Dow Jones Industrial Average fell 280 points, or 0.9%, to close at 31,510. The S&P 500 was down 31 points, or 0.8%, and the Nasdaq finished down 67 points, or about 0.5%. The fallout is still being felt from Federal Reserve Chairman Jerome Powell's speech last week, in which he said interest rates must be raised further until inflation is under control. That's despite higher recession risk. Those economic fears also continue to rattle the bond market. The yield on the benchmark 10-year Treasury note edged up to 3.131%, but shorter-term yields, such as the 2-year note, remain higher, and that signals a recession could be on the horizon. For the month, the Dow lost more than 1,300 points, or 4%. The S&P 500 was down 4.2%, and the Nasdaq finished August down 4.6%. Oil markets also felt pressure this month. Brent crude, the international oil benchmark, fell 2.8% today and lost 12% in August. Among individual stocks, Bed Bath & Beyond shares fell 21% today. The retailer said it plans to close roughly 150 stores, cut its workforce, and bring in fresh financing. Shares of pet retailer Chewy were down 8.1% after it lowered sales projections for the year, citing changing consumer habits. And Snapchat parent Snap said it plans to lay off 20% of its workforce and is shutting down several projects as the social media company deals with upheaval in its core digital advertising business. But the company said it's seen 8% revenue growth so far in the current quarter, which pleased investors. Shares rose 8.7%. We'll have a lot more coverage of the day's news on the WSJ's What's News podcast. You can add it to your playlist on your smart speaker or listen and subscribe wherever you get your podcasts.